Taliban officials claim that more than 300 civilians have been killed since the U.S. air raids began a week ago. It's a difficult figure to verify. The Pentagon says it is not targeting civilians, but does acknowledge that some innocent people have been killed and injured. A few of those wounded in the U.S. air raids are making it across the border to Pakistan for medical treatment. NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Quetta, Pakistan.
Many of the civilians killed and injured apparently lived either near Osama bin Laden's terrorist training camps or close to the Taliban's military installations. Faisal Mohammed had the misfortune of living near a Taliban arms depot in Kandahar, the regime's stronghold in southern Afghanistan. It was about 3 a.m. on Friday morning, he says. I was suddenly awoken by the sound of a huge explosion. A missile, it turns out, had landed directly on the nearby arms depot. Exploding ammunition rained down on Faisal's house. His 5-year-old son was killed, his 6-year-old daughter injured. Today, Faisal Mohammed sits in a Pakistani hospital, a bandage over his left eye. Doctors don't know yet whether he'll be able to see from it again. Asked who's to blame for the loss of his son and his home, Faisal Mohammed responds with the kind of utter resignation heard by so many Afghans these days.
I don't know who is responsible for all this. I'm a common man. I'm a laborer. I work all the day to earn money or bread for my children. And I have nothing to do with politics. And but we are facing such like situation for the last 20 years. So it makes no difference for us.
Faisal Mohammed's father-in-law, sitting at his bedside, points out that no Afghans have been linked to the September 11th terrorist attacks. So why, he asks, are the Afghan people paying the price?
I and my family people did nothing wrong with anybody. But I lost my grandson and my son-in-law, and his house is destroyed. They lost everything. So it's God. God bless us.
Some of those injured say they were nowhere near military targets when the U.S. bombs landed. 30-year-old Fez Mohammed says he was working at a brick factory near Kandahar last Thursday afternoon when he saw a plane circling high overhead. A few seconds later, a massive explosion knocked him to the ground. The red pockmarks on his arms indicate where the shrapnel pierced his skin. His head is bandaged and one of his legs is broken. It was a civilian area, says Fez Mohammed. I don't know why they bombed us. In a way, these two men are lucky. Not only did they survive, they were taken to Pakistan, where medical care is more readily available than in Afghanistan. Most Afghans don't have the connections or the cash to make it across a border that is officially closed. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Quetta, Pakistan.